Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
Hello. Is being recorded.
Oh. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yes! Yes! I need all of that!
Oh, man.
What's going on
here? Nothing much, man. Just out here working. You know how that goes.
Okay. Welcome to Top Gay Music. Yo, listen, you're a dope artist, dude.
Thank you. Dope. I'm still trying to get used to that artist word, but thank you.
Yeah. So where did the name Pierre come from? Is that your government name, or is that a name that you just wanted to be called by?
Well, Pierre Marquis is the full name, and Pierre is my government. Pierre is my first name. And Marquis is a piece of my middle name. My name is Pierre Marquis. I just felt like Marquis kind of sounded a little more catchy. You know, when you think about Marquis and the lights on the building and it shines bright and all that good stuff. So, you know,
right.
A mixture of all that good stuff. And I mean, Pierre is exotic, it's sexy, it's all those things. So, you know, Pierre Marquis, that's who we are.
Right. So here at Top Gay Music, we don't like to assume anything. So how do you identify here?
Oh, wow. Right. Okay. well, I actually identify as pan, which I know a lot of people still don't necessarily understand what that means or subscribe to. But for me, it just means that pansexual. And so for me, it just pretty much means that, like, I can be attracted to any adult human form, and that's pretty much it. Just at its basis,
yeah. Panning.
Pretty much.
Right. Okay. Dope. So, when did you know music was an outlet for you to express yourself creatively?
I've actually been writing since I was 14, mm-hmm. But even before then, like, I was always that kid, like, performing somewhere. I actually started my life as an actor. I did commercials out of New York, stuff like that. And music became a passion more so, I think, when I did, like, write that first song, though. My songs always come from experiences. I write everything that you'll hear me perform. They always come from my experiences, what I've been through, and things like that. So, the first song I wrote was called Abandoned Child at 14, and it was about, you know, feeling like I was abandoned. Like, and it was about my dad for the most part. So when I wrote that song, that's when I really realized, like, yo, I could write. And I think after I wrote that song, I wrote, like, 4 more songs the very next day. And ever since then, I just never stopped writing. So it's just been in me to keep writing.
I think I have a different connection with you because we are both writers, and me as well. I write all my stuff, and I pull from different, you know, things that I've learned and different experiences that I went through in life. So I think it is very, very different for us to, I think it's a different connection that I have with you because I can hear exactly what you're feeling and see feelings. So where do see feelings come from? What is I don't even know the definition of see feelings. Like, I'm just like, tell me, because, like, I know what it means, but I can't put it into words.
You tell me what it means, and then I'll tell you what it really means. What does see feelings mean to you?
You got me in a sea full of feelings. Like, I don't know which one. Like, I'm going back and forth. The tide is high. The tide is low. I don't know how to feel. It's just like I'm soaking, and I'm just, like, trying to stay afloat in this sea of feelings.
So that's amazing. That's so beautiful. Oh, and that's not what sea feelings is about at all.
Oh, really?
So it's so funny. I can say what I want on this platform.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, my darling.
Okay, I just didn't know if it was like censoring or whatever, whatever. So like,
oh no, fuck that shit.
See, so sea feelings is actually about masturbation.
Oh, I didn't know that. Ain't that so crazy?
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep on going. Elaborate more.
So yeah, sea feelings is actually about masturbation. And one like little small fact I kind of just know about like the sea is that most sea creatures don't actually need like a partner with them to actually like have sex or have a baby or get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, in a sense, it's kind of like masturbating, right? Masturbation is when you have sex by yourself. So
right.
I just started thinking about like this really sexual song, and there were parts where I was writing it and like, I don't know why, I just couldn't think of like things, and I would just think about like, well, how do you feel when you be enough? Or what do you think about? Or this and this. So, like, there's a part where it's like, oh, man, it's like in my bridge, and I'm talking about my pride standing by the door. And even, like, the lights flashing, that's literally like your TV. Your TV's on while you got your phone in your hand watching your porn. It's not, like, beautiful lights. It's literally your TV going flash because your Netflix wants to know if you're still watching. Your pride is literally, like, you just watching yourself beat off to this nasty shit on your phone. So, yeah. Like, even in the beginning when it's, like, you know, I smell your perfume. I know you're in here. I smell your perfume. I mean, that could be, like, the scent or the thought of, you know, someone, obviously.
Right.
But there's no one with you. It's you. Yeah. It's by yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
That just made the song so much fucking hotter to me. I might, like, listen, a fun fact, I cannot go to sleep without masturbating every night. I think I'm actually addicted to it.
I mean, actually, I think it's routine, right? When you become more so
right,
adult, like you have, it's like you wake up, you pee, you wake up, you beat off, you go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I feel you. I think it's normal, maybe, or we both addicted.
I can't believe that's the meaning of it. Okay, moving on. What is your opinion on the relationship between the LGBT community and the music industry?
That's a good question. I think the music industry no longer has a choice. I think it's but also like with everybody going independent, it doesn't matter anymore. Like the music industry isn't a thing anymore, but it is, right? Like you have your people that are always going to be who they are at this point. Your Nicki's, your Beyonce's, your Ariana's, your Mariah's. I can't really think of many men right now, unfortunately. But like your John Legend's maybe, but like those people who have just made those staples for themselves. But anybody who's new is independent. Nobody's signing major deals anymore. At least not, you know, like Mulatto just signed and she's been doing this for forever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like nobody signed them deals unless it's big, big M behind them.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I don't necessarily know that there is a relationship. If I'm going to answer your question, I think there's still like this. I think there's a situationship, right? The LGBT community and the music industry are kind of like, they talking a little bit, but it's DL. So it's like only at night, only after, you know, midnight type conversations. And there will come a day, you know what I'm saying, where it really, really doesn't matter. I mean, people can say what they want to say, but Saucy Santana is on the radio. Saucy Santana is mainstream at this point. Big Frida is somebody who's been looked over. However, she's been mainstream.
Right.
I'm not sure why people keep saying like we're waiting on a mainstream artist. No, we don't have 20, but Big Frida's been around. People have been saying her name. She's been in Drake songs. Like how much more mainstream does she need to be?
Right.
Saucy Santana is here. He's in everybody's face. So, I mean, it's only a matter of time until the playing field is even, but I don't necessarily think it needs to be. As an LGBTQ artist myself, I have a playlist full of nothing but our music that I bump. I don't need to wait for the radio to play it anymore. And when it really matters for other artists is when we play it on our phones anyway, because right now we're at a point where we need our streams. We need every 2 cents they're going to give us. So So it matters more that I'm playing it than the record label necessarily hearing it, unless the record label is ready to push it.
Right. You're so correct.
So, yeah. Like, the power of everything is, like, right in our fingertips these days. Like, you can literally create your own lane. I mean, hate to keep bringing up his name, but Saucy Santana did it. This boy popped up out of nowhere and just said, you know what, I'm a rap dude, and did it, his way, in your face. He carries the person, his face is deep. He's a big boy. He's dark-skinned. Like, everything that can be against this boy is against him, and he's doing it anyway.
Child, if he could do it, anybody could do it. There's no excuses.
Listen.
What are you currently working on? Is there anything you can let us know?
Yeah, actually I have a single dropping tomorrow. It is my fault. It's been horribly promoted. I've been scared a little bit because I don't know if you knew, but I was supposed to have a Christmas single that was supposed to drop, and it just kind of never dropped. I feel like I'm signed to a label. Like, it just didn't drop. Like, I did everything I was supposed to do. I submitted all my paperwork. I paid all my fees, you know, and it literally just didn't come out. It just did not come out. I was under one distribution company. They didn't put it out. It's actually out now. It's not on Apple Music. And this is all complicated. It's ugly. That's why I don't even like to talk about it, because, like, it's in places and not in other places, whatever. So the Christmas song is out there if y'all want to hear it. I know it's about February, but you can't hear it on Apple Music, unfortunately. But it's out there on those everywhere else. But the new single drops tomorrow, which is a follow-up to Sea Feelings, if you will. And it's called Heart Alone. And Heart Alone is pretty much just about, you know, getting to know somebody. And now all of a sudden, like, things that they used to do, they're not really doing no more. Things are kind of switching up. And before you're going to let them take you to that place where, like, you might do something you might regret, you're just letting them know, you know what I'm saying? You might as well just leave my heart alone. Like, just leave us alone. Let us be. Because otherwise things might, you know, not be okay.
Yes, because we are led by our mind and our heart. So it is the
exactly.
Shit.
So yeah, Heart Alone drops everywhere tomorrow on all streaming platforms.
Okay.
And you guys go check that out. PM Marquee, Heart Alone, everywhere.
So is that going to be on, like, I can search that on Apple Music? Because stop playing with me.
Yes. Heart Alone will be everywhere. Heart Alone will be on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, YouTube Music, Amazon Music. You can even Shazam it, all that good stuff. Heart Alone will be everywhere.
Yes.
For you guys to listen to.
Right. What is one thing you want to leave with Top Gay Music?
I don't know. I'm new to this whole game. I'm not going to lie. And I consider myself like the male Missy. I definitely have always wanted to be more of a writer than an artist. So this whole artist thing and promoting myself is still very new. But I appreciate all the love that I do get. People who reach out to me let me know that they like the music. I appreciate platforms like this reaching out, you know, letting me know that they want to help me get my name out there. So thank you guys. I'll let you know that. But yeah, just ride the wave with me, I guess.
Yes, ride the wave with all of us. Shoot, everybody that's have artistic ability, definitely ride the wave with us, because it is hard being an independent artist out here.
It is.
Some days you want to do it, some days you don't want to do it. But nonetheless, when people receive it and can interpret it in their own ways, that's when you know you did your job as an artist. So I want to thank you so much for spending your time with us here at Top Gay Music. Where can people find you?
Thank you so much for having me. Everywhere I am the PM Marquee. Instagram, Twitter, the PM Marquee. That's where I'm at.
I am going to be, is it dropping at 12 o'clock?
It should be. You know how they do new artists. They be like, wait till 6 in the morning. Like you got a raggedy bank looking for your deposit. But, I mean, it should be available every day. We'll see. But I know it should be out tomorrow. So I'll post links, everything on my social media.
Definitely.
Let everybody know. Go listen to it. It's out. Go stream it. In the meantime, go stream Sea Feelings.
Y'all stream Sea Feelings, and Don't stream it because you can't stream it before nighttime. You got to stream it at like 12 o'clock because you got to touch yourself. And now I think I'm going to masturbate to it tonight. Actually, I'm going to do a masturbation music video. Okay.
I want to see it. Send that in the DM.
And I'm putting it on OnlyFans.
Listen, I'm not mad at all. Make sure I get my pants.
Sorry, Antoinette. Yes, shout out to Antoinette on the song too. Hold up. Antoinette Cameron.
Yeah, Antoinette is dope. She is a vocalist.
Does she know it's about masturbation or no?
I don't know if we actually had that conversation.
Bye. I'm about to call her right now. Bye. I'll see you later. Love you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Time Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT+ community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.